So I'm coming to you live from the studio today, not on the beach. I still don't have my microphone fixed. It's been so weird walking on the beach and not talking. And I've just got to go and bite the bullet. I might actually go and buy a new one straight after I finish this so I can hit the beach and start recording again. I've actually quite enjoyed the space and not, doing anything on my walks. Anyway, I'm ready to get back into it. And what I want to talk to you about today is Show Up, Speak Up. So I'm running a 4-week program that's really, I could make it fancy and try and sell it to you better, but it's not really my style. And what I've learned is that I really just need to do things from the heart. And, you know, if I'm going to really walk my talk, I have to fully align to my own values. And that's what Show Up, Speak Up is really all about. So yes, it's about showing up and speaking up for yourself, for your business, improving your life, being visible, all that kind of jazz. But in order to do that, we really need to connect back inside of ourselves and get very clear on what our values are. There's that saying, if you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. And I'm seeing in epidemic proportions right now, people either seeking permission, seeking validation externally, and I guess looking for answers outside of themselves. And I honestly believe that it's because we've become so out of touch with what is truly important to us, so that then we're really standing for nothing and we will fall for anything. Anyone who presses that FOMO button, anyone who presses that you're not enough button, anyone who plays on your fears, which, advertising, it is sex and fear. I like to operate from a different place, and I think sometimes it certainly hinders on my level of success because I could play on the fear and I could, I don't know about sex, but I could definitely play on the fear thing. But it's not aligned with my values. And at the end of the day, I've got to look in the mirror and like who I see. And I have lived a life not aligned to my values. I have. And I can tell you where I ended up. I ended up in having serious depression and anxiety because I had lost touch of myself. I had just completely disconnected from myself. And social media, everything we're just seeing, it can potentially make us feel more and more shit about ourselves and question ourselves more. We see the show reels and we're questioning whether we're good enough, whether we have enough, whether we are enough. And, I've been working with values now since I was first diagnosed with depression in 2009. It's become a real key element of my toolkit. And when I feel like I'm getting off track, your values are like you're in a GPS and then you can find your way back onto the path fairly easily. I'm not saying that I don't fall off the path, because I do, and I definitely fall sucker to FOMO, and I definitely, question myself time to time, and I definitely have moments where I do not feel worthy and I do not feel like I'm enough and I'm not deserving. But then I just come back to my values again and I remind myself who I am, knowing what my strengths are, and then coming back to my values again and again and again. So yeah, I've created this 4-week kind of immersion where we're going to do 4 live calls and we're going to really dive into this stuff, the stuff that's really helped me figure out who I am. And, this podcast has been a big part of that discovery, giving myself permission to explore, to talk to people to see if they were feeling the same way that I was, And I feel like in Radcasters, I have a few people who kind of join, some who are gung-ho ready to go, and some who are still trying to figure it out. They're still trying to figure out what their message is. And what I kind of have realized is that when things succeed for me, it's when they're coming from the intersection of my highest values. So my values, I like to kind of work with my top 10, but my top 5 really are communication, connection, duh, intuition, duh, authenticity and integrity. And they're my five main, you know, my five top values. And so I try to come from that place in business and in life in general. And when I am operating from the intersection of those things, then things tend to just go a lot easier. So, and I know then, you know, when I am getting sucked into the FOMO, hang on a second, does this align with my five main values or my 10 top values? And if it does, then I'm making an empowered decision, because this is another thing that I've learnt through Radcasters. People who buy from fear rarely succeed long term with that particular product. I'm not saying they don't succeed in life. That's certainly not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the people who buy from fear rarely see the thing through. But the people who buy from an empowered space, and they're buying from a space where it's like, this aligns. You know, it's all about aligning again, aligning back to your values. And when people buy from that place, they're way more likely to see the thing through than they are if they buy from fear, which is why I kind of think this whole fear-based advertising model is kind of a farce, because the people are buying, but they're not seeing the results. So for me, with integrity as one of my highest values, it has to be aligned with who I am. You know, my business has to align with who I am. I can't rip people off, because it's not coming from a place of integrity. And if I do that, that's when the wheels start to fall off and things don't work. And, you know, and if I'm not feeling fully aligned, things just don't happen for me. So it's about getting crystal clear on your values. And if this is something that you're, you know, there's going to be a lot more to it too. We're going to be defining limiting beliefs that are holding you back. We're going to be having incredible conversations. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be asking some pretty big questions. It's similar, like it's kind of like a group coaching thing, but really diving into a journey of self-discovery. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, head on over to carlynimmo.com and check the Show Up Speak Up link. And it starts on Monday, so you'll have to be quick. I decided to start Monday because it's the new moon and it's a really good time for, you know, sowing seeds and all that kind of jazz. And I'm a little bit woo, so why not? So if you want to be part of this super fun, soul-aligning, enriching, liberating adventure, head on over to carlynimmo.com, click on the Show Up Speak Up link, and I hope to see you in there. Peace out.